Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to hear the story of a United States senator. You are going behind the scenes of political Washington, into the Senate chambers, the cloakrooms, the private offices, the meetings, secret and public. The locale, the background, are factual. Only the names and the stories are fictional. This is Freedom, USA. Starring Tyrone Power as the Senator of the United States and featuring the voice of America's distinguished news commentator and Washington authority, Edwin C. Hill. Freedom, USA, the story of your government today. In a moment, listen to Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA. Now, we present Freedom, USA, starring Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards and featuring the voice of Edwin C. Hill.
This is Edwin C. Hill, ladies and gentlemen. Ever try to envision the responsible position of the United States Department of Defense? Well, picture a giant with many heads, straddling the American nation, a tremendous colossus delicately balanced on a tightrope held by two props, security and strategy. If either prop should fail, the entire structure would topple. And in these uncertain times, these props are made to creak and strain to a frightening degree. The slightest, most innocent act, official or unofficial, can be the prelude to disaster. Even a routine phone call can set the colossus to shuddering. An innocent phone call to the office of a United States Senator.
Yes, Ginger?
Gloria Wolfe on the line, Senator Edwards.
Again?
Again.
I told that kid to call next week.
Claims it's urgent.
Urgent? Why is everything in the post-adolescent period considered urgent?
You are old, Father Edwards, the young man said, and your hair is turning white.
Okay, okay.
And yet you incessantly stand on your head.
All right, Ginger. Tell Gloria to come in tomorrow.
At your age, do you think it is right?
And Senator Edwards, Father does nothing, absolutely nothing, but rave and rave and rave.
Gloria.
About the fabulous job you're doing here in Washington.
That's very flattering, Gloria.
And you know how Father is. His interest in you has nothing to do with the fact that he contributed so heavily to your last campaign.
Gloria.
Yes, Senator?
Get this straight, young lady. I didn't solicit your father's support. He offered it.
Oh, I know, I know. I didn't
know. I know you're here looking for a job, and I know you want me to help you find one.
Really, Senator?
If I do help you, it's because I think you warrant the help, not because I owe you or your father any favors.
I'm sorry, really.
All right. Now, sit down. Sit down, please.
Well, you know, I have a neighbor. She's just wonderful, Senator. Lives in the apartment across the hall from me. An older woman, about 30. Yes.
Oh, never mind. Go on.
Well, Florence, my new neighbor, Florence Brown, her name is. She used to be in government service. Well, Florence heard there's an opening on the art staff in the Office of Cartography. You know, where they drop all the maps and things.
Oh, that would be a good spot for you with all your art school training.
That's just what Florence said. After all, I have studied art for years, and if there is an opening, I thought you might... Well, you know.
Have you applied for the job yet?
Oh, of course I have, and... I've called them, and I understand I'm among those being considered, but it all takes so dreadfully long, and I thought if you... Well, I hate to say pull strings, because then you think...
All right, all right. I'll find out about the job.
Oh, would you? Really?
Now, remember, they won't hire you on any one man say-so. You'll have to be cleared for security. Your school records will have to be checked.
Oh, Senator, you are a dog. You're just...
Steady, steady. Remember, I'm an elderly man. I'm over 30. Ginger, I'll be in committee all morning.
Yes, sir.
If Senator Lawton calls, tell him I'll meet him in the cloakroom after... Oh.
Something?
Yes, you got your notebook handy?
Yes, right here.
Good. Before I forget, take a note to the Deputy Director of Cartography, Joint Staff, Department of Defense.
Mm-hmm.
Subject, Miss Gloria Wolf.
Oh, bless her heart.
It has been brought to my attention that Miss Wolf is being considered for an appointment to the Cartography Art Staff. Her application has undoubtedly convinced you that she is well-trained for the work involved. However, I'd like to offer this personal note for whatever it is worth, Colin.
Yes?
I have known Miss Wolf and her family for many years. This long friendship has contributed greatly to my high opinion of her intelligence, background, character, and integrity.
Integrity.
I'm sure she'd be a most constructive addition to your department. Sincerely yours, etc., etc., etc. How have you been?
Ecstatic, positively ecstatic, Senator, thanks to you.
Sounds like you're in love.
I am, with my job.
Oh, really? Well, you got the one in cartography?
Isn't it miraculous? They called me 2 days after you sent that letter. I'm a veteran of 2 weeks now, not counting all the overtime I've piled up.
Well, that's wonderful, Gloria. Lots of luck.
And really, I just can't thank you enough. It's just like my neighbor Florence says, get Senator Edwards' support and you can't lose.
No, just my word couldn't have gotten you that job.
Well, it played a big part, believe you me. And Senator, really and truly, I can't tell you how much...
Morning, Ginger.
Hi.
Any messages?
Yes, sir. Admiral McMahon's report on that Navy matter came in. Oh, Senator Lawton called about that rider you're working on. And Gloria Wolf called 3 times yesterday afternoon after you'd gone.
Gloria? I just saw her yesterday morning in the corridor.
She seemed a bit upset about something.
Okay. Get her on the line for me. She's at the cartography office. Yes, Ginger?
Gloria's not at work, Senator. Shall I call her at home?
Yes, please.
She's not at home either. At least she doesn't answer the phone.
Well, skip it for now. She'll probably call in sooner or later. Now, don't you think it's time you knocked off for the day, ma'am?
How about you? I don't see you reaching for your hat.
Well, I've got a lot of revisions to do on that rider for Senator Lawton's bill. Go on. Time for you to quit it.
Pardon me, Senator Edwards.
Yes?
My name is Lawton, Senator. What if I may see you for a few minutes?
Well, I have a great deal of work to do here, Mr. Larkin. If you'd like to make an appointment for tomorrow...
No, today. It's important.
Won't it be just as important tomorrow?
Tomorrow, it may be more than important. It may be downright critical. I'm from the Bureau of Cartography, Senator. You're a good friend of Gloria Wolf, aren't you?
Well, I've known her family for quite a while, yes.
May I see you alone?
All right. Come on in here. Sit down, Mr. Larkin.
Oh, thanks. Senator, that letter you sent to our office was a rather emphatic recommendation for Miss Wolf.
Well, I think she's as competent as she is talkative. Is there something...
You know how maps are made in our office, don't you?
Frankly, no.
Our map serves strategic purposes. For the other offices under the Joint Staff, Senator, in order to maintain utmost security, no single member of our department ever handles a complete map. The complete unit is divided into small segments. Our artists and cartographers work only with a segment at a time. Later, the segments are reassembled, jigsaw style, by the higher-ranking Defense Department official.
Sounds fairly foolproof.
Naturally, some map segments have more strategic values than others. These we give to the more responsible workers in the office.
Well, where does Gloria...
On the strength of her ability and her references, I assign Miss Wolf to work on the nucleus of a topographical drawing for the site of a new arsenal to be built out west. The location of the site is top secret. The reasons for that location, which are evident in the drawing, are top secret. Even the purpose of the arsenal...
I know. Top secret. All right. What are you driving at?
Just this. The map segment on which Miss Wolf was working is missing, Senator. It's gone. And so is Miss Wolf.
What do you mean, gone? I saw her yesterday.
So did I. But she wasn't at work today.
She could be sick, you know.
No. I checked at her rooming house on my way over here. Her landlady, Mrs. Sweeney or Feeney or some such, told me that Miss Wolfe left town suddenly last night.
Left town? You sure?
Something about her father being seriously ill.
Well, that's possible.
Since Miss Wolfe didn't bother to inform our office, I thought perhaps you might know more about it.
Hmm. Well, let's find out. Excuse me.
Yes, sir?
Ginger, put in a long-distance call to the Herbert Wolfe residence, will you? You have his number in your book out there.
Yes, sir. Person to person?
No. No, Mr. Wolfe is ill. I'll talk to anyone there.
Mr. Wolfe on the line, Senator.
Mr. Wolfe?
Can't be very sick.
Okay, Ginger. Thanks. Hello? Mr. Wolfe?
Dean, well, good to hear your voice again, young fella.
How are you, Mr. Wolfe?
Oh, hale and hearty, Dean. Never felt better. Broke 90 at golf yesterday. Best score of my life. What causes this pleasant surprise, Dean boy?
Well, just checking up on you, sir. Wondered if you'd heard from Gloria.
Oh, sure have. Got a letter just this morning. She seems to be mad about that job you got her, son. Haven't you seen her lately?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course, but I wanted to be sure she was really happy and not just being polite.
Oh, don't you worry about that, Dean. Thanks to you, my little girl's doing just fine. Yes, sir, she's doing just fine.
Well, Senator?
I don't understand it, Larkin. I don't understand it at all.
I'm terribly sorry about this, Senator. It puts us both in a rather awkward spot. You recommended Miss Wolfe so highly, and I assigned her...
No. Gloria just isn't the type to...
Evidently, she is the type. If I'm wrong, we'll find out soon enough. My next step, naturally, is to inform the Justice Department.
Oh, but think of the newspapers, the scandal. Why, that kid's life just wouldn't be the same after...
You and I will suffer right along with her, Senator. Unfortunately, you have more to lose than I.
What time is it?
Hmm? Oh, 10 to 6.
Can you wait one more hour? Just till 7 o'clock.
And that map segment will be one more hour away from us.
It can't go too far in an hour, Larkin. You said you'd suffer because of this mess, too. Okay, give yourself a break. Give Gloria a chance to show up.
Well, 7 o'clock isn't very far away.
Right. Now give me your home phone. I'll call you at 7 sharp.
And then?
And then, you will either call the FBI, or you won't.
Back to Tyrone Power, starring as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA, and the second act of our story.
This is Edwin C. Hill, ladies and gentlemen. Strategy and security, the two forces that govern the function of our Defense Department, are about to be replaced by suspicion and scandal. The sudden, unexplained disappearance of young Gloria Wolfe, a minor member of the department's cartography office, may set up a chain reaction of devastating proportions. The story, so far, hasn't reached the newspapers. But it's only one step away from the FBI.
All right. I'm sure in a big rush, mister.
I'm sorry. My name is Edwards, Mrs. Sweeney.
Sweeney.
Mrs. Sweeney. I'm looking for Gloria Wolfe. Is she...
She's not here.
Oh, I'm a friend of Gloria's.
Edwards. Senator Edwards?
Yes.
Senator Edwards. Oh, well, come in, Senator. Come in.
Thank you.
My apologies, Senator. I didn't know you were... Well, you know how it is, a stranger busting in the middle of dinner time.
I guess I should do the apologizing.
The place is kind of messy. I haven't had a chance to clean up today.
Mrs. Feeney.
Gloria lives in one of the upstairs apartments. I fixed the upstairs into two of the cutest little...
Mrs. Feeney, do you know where Gloria went?
Well, all I know is she got a wire about her father taking sick, and she packed right up and went home quick as she could.
When did she leave?
Last night, late. Oh, the poor thing was awful wrought up.
Well, you don't suppose she might have left a note someplace, maybe with her neighbor?
Well, Florence ain't in either. Is something wrong, Senator?
Mrs. Feeney, would you do me a big favor?
Well, it's not often I get a chance to do favors for senators.
I wonder if I may look around in Gloria's apartment.
Well, I suppose you being in Congress and all...
It's terribly important, Mrs. Feeney.
Well, I suppose if I go with you... There you are, Senator.
Thank you.
Of course, the place looks a lot cuter when fixed up, but you get the general idea. Gloria spends half her life working at that little desk.
What sort of work does she do?
Oh, you know, work from the office. Many's the time that little girl spends all night working on those maps.
She does her office work here?
Oh, she's an ambitious one, that girl.
I'll bet.
Brings home stuff in those big square envelopes there. You know, there, that one, marked office of the...
Oh, here, let me have it.
Oh, do you think it's all right to open it, Senator? I mean, her work's supposed to be secret and all.
Yes, it's all right. This may be just the thing where...
Huh, nothing but a piece of paper. Thought they kept maps in them envelopes.
They usually do, Mrs. Feeney. But this is nothing but a piece of blank paper. Blank on both sides. Larkin.
Speaking.
Dean Edwards.
Oh, you're early, Senator. It's only...
Yeah, I was all wrong, Larkin. You'd better make your call.
To the FBI?
Yes. Tell them to pick up Gloria Wolf. Oh, and tell them not to call on me. I'll call on them.
Anything else you can tell us about the girl, Senator Edwards, her friends here in Washington, her interests other than her job?
I'm afraid not. I've told you all I know.
Well, you've been very cooperative with the Bureau, sir.
Any word about Gloria yet?
Our field agents have located the train she's on. We should hear pretty quick now. Senator, you know, don't you, that this letter of recommendation you wrote may have to be turned over to the grand jury?
I figured as much.
Hate to drag your name into this. Hello, Boyle speaking. When? Good. They found Gloria.
Where?
Where'd they pick her up? Any trouble? Okay, thanks.
Where was she?
On the train, just sitting there looking bewildered.
Where was she headed?
Home, believe it or not.
Home? I don't get it.
I don't either. Well, they're flying her back here. We'll know more tonight.
I swear I wasn't trying to do anything wrong. Please, you've got to believe me. You've got to. I'm not a criminal, a traitor. I'm not.
Easy, Gloria. Take it easy.
Oh, tell them, Senator, please. Tell them you know I'm not. Tell them.
Miss Wolf, we must know where that map segment is.
I told you 100 times I left it in my apartment. I wasn't trying to steal anything. I swear I wasn't.
Whatever your motives, Miss Wolf, you broke all security regulations when you took that map out of the office. You know that, don't you?
Yes, I know, but I wasn't stealing anything. I took work home almost every night just so I could do a better job. And this was so important. It was my first really big assignment, and I had to prove I could do it.
Did anyone know the character of the work you were doing?
Well, they knew it was office work.
They?
Mrs. Feeney, my landlady, and my neighbor.
Her name's Florence Brown.
Florence used to be in government service, and she keeps telling me that she used to bring work home all the time.
Oh. We'll put a call out for her, too. One more thing, Miss Wolf. That wire you received...
The other agent has it. The one who arrested me.
I know, I've seen it. We're checking now to find out who really sent it. So, if you can make the job any easier...
I don't know! I swear, I don't know!
Senator Edwards' office.
Hello, Ginger.
Oh, Senator Edwards, where are you?
Just leaving the FBI office. Any messages?
Well, Senator Lawton called and said for you not to bother finishing the rider for his bill. He said he'd work on it himself.
What for? He had... Oh, I get it. He's heard about this Gloria Wolf mess.
I'm afraid so, Senator. Washington Grapevine.
Yeah.
Coming back to the office now?
Soon. I got one stop to make.
All right. Good luck.
Thanks. Hello, Mrs. Feeney.
Oh, Senator Edwards. Oh, come in, please.
Thank you. This time I'm looking for Miss Brown.
Florence? Oh, she ain't home.
At work?
Just between us, I'm not sure. I haven't seen her.
For how long?
Oh, funniest thing, Senator. The morning after Gloria left for home, I went upstairs to bring Florence the mail, and she'd gone already, real early for her, too. Then when you came by that night, she still wasn't home.
Hasn't she been home since?
No. And today, when I was cleaning, I come to find out most of her good clothes is out of the closet.
Mrs. Feeney.
Makes me think she skipped out on the lease.
Can you leave with me for a little while?
Well, I'd have to put on something decent.
Oh, no, you look fine.
I haven't fed the dog yet.
Okay, well, feed the dog. Then get your hat and coat, please.
None of these pictures ring any bells, Mrs. Feeney?
No, sir. They may be Browns, but they're not Florence.
Well, it's no use, Senator. We haven't got a thing in our files on Florence Brown.
It was just a hunch, that's all.
A good one, though. The Brown woman could have gotten Gloria out of town to create a diversion.
Yeah. It would have given her enough time to clear out with a map.
Except I don't recognize any Florence in these pictures.
And that's where the hunch falls apart.
Senator, this is Boyle at the FBI.
Oh, hello. What's up?
Oh, there may be something to that hunch of yours after all. We traced that phony telegram, the one sent to Gloria.
Great. Who sent it?
A fellow named Joseph Braun.
Who?
Braun. B-R-A-U-N. He's been hauled in already. Insisted he's an old chum of the Wolf family, but they never heard of him.
Have you?
Have I heard of him. Senator, we have a file on Joe Braun that would sink the Queen Mary. Come on down to help me lift it and bring Mrs. Feeney with you.
Well, Mrs. Feeney, we didn't score with the Browns. Now let's try the Brawns.
Okay.
Does any one of these pictures look like Florence Brown?
I'll see. No. Mm-mm. No.
No.
No, that ain't her. Wait, this look.
Yes?
No, I guess not. No, wait a minute.
This one?
No, that other one. Back a few. Here, this one. This sure looks like Florence, but... No, I guess not.
You know, Mrs. Feeney, she might have changed her hair color since that picture was taken.
The senator's right.
Oh.
Here, I'll cover the hair. Just look at the face.
Sure, that's her. That's Florence. That sure is.
That tell you anything, Boyle?
Yes, Florence Brown happens to be the wife of Joseph Braun, Mr. and Mrs. Subversive at work.
Why, we wasted time worrying about Gloria.
I'd better get a description of Florence on the wires.
Senator, I've been keeping a traitor in my house.
I'm afraid so, Mrs. Feeney. One half of a high-powered espionage team. You mind being a witness at their trial?
Mind? I'd love it.
And we, the jury, find the defendants, Florence and Joseph Braun, guilty as charged.
Oh, hello, Gloria. Come on in.
Senator Edwards, I...
Here, sit down.
Oh. Senator, I know how much you must hate me. Really and truly hate me.
Oh, I don't hate you, Gloria.
You don't? Really?
Really.
Well, now that they've tried Florence and convicted her and found the map, it does prove my innocence, doesn't it?
Well, it proves you didn't steal the map. Is that what you mean?
Then, if I'm innocent, Why am I still on probation? Why am I being called an accessory before the fact?
Because that's just what you are, Gloria. You helped Florence and her husband commit espionage and sedition.
But I didn't.
Gloria, there's only one reason for security regulations. Security. Violate one security rule and you put 150 million people in danger. You ignored your responsibility to them, so they became responsible for you and your future. That's one rule that helps regulate justice in a democracy, Gloria. And heaven help the tyrant who tries to break it.
Our star, Tyrone Power, will return in just a moment.
This is Tyrone Power, friends. You may be surprised to learn that the United States is not officially a democracy. The word democracy isn't even to be found in our Constitution. The founders of our country realized full well that you can't tell free people what form of government to choose. The fact that we chose democracy is proof of our freedom. I like America because we're still free to choose any form of government we please. But democracy pleases us most.
Next week, may we invite you to again visit our national capital for another absorbing episode of Freedom USA, starring Tyrone Power. In the interest of good government, we urge you to listen to these important stories from Washington, D.C. Freedom USA.